I was took notice to verse 3 in this song tonight. I know that you closed your books already, so you don't have to open them again. But this is what you sang. All right, I'm reminding you now. You sang, and I sang. Then God's fire upon the altar of my heart was set aflame. I shall never cease to praise him. Glory, glory to his name. And I was reminded of the verse we looked at last night, our theme verse. Therefore, or through Jesus, therefore, let us offer sacrifice of praise continually. And here it is. How does it take place? God's fire upon the altar of my heart. That's how I offer a sacrifice of praise continually. I will never cease to praise him. Glory, glory to his name. And I trust that we sing these songs in faith. I sometimes wonder, is my experience up to what I'm singing? Or am I singing a lie behind the hymn book? Well, God gives us grace, doesn't he? But let's pay attention as we offer these sacrifices of praise. That's what our singing ought to be. A sacrifice of praise to our God. Hallelujah. I know that some of you arrived today, and I wanted just to give out a paper that we're looking at as we're here together this week. So if you didn't come, or if you haven't, you want to give these out for me? If you didn't have a paper, just raise your hand. If you came today. And I'd like us to open our Bibles tonight to the last psalm. We looked at the first psalm today, this morning, and now we're going to look at the last psalm. And if you have the paper, you just fold it in half, right? You got that? When you get it, fold it in half. And the Psalm 150 is in the middle here in the back, or at the bottom. Okay? Did everyone enjoy your day today? Isn't God good? Didn't we have a wonderful day today? Praise God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. So, again, just for way of introduction, I know I said this morning, but I chose some of the psalms that are the shortest in the book of Psalms. And this psalm also is one of the shortest. I think it has six verses. And I don't know, someone would like to read it for us? Okay, Sister Min, read it for us, nice and loud.
Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with tambourine and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with sounding cymbals. Praise him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. And so this psalm is a call to praise. And there are other psalms that have a similar tone. I think all of the last few psalms begin and end with praise the Lord. And you can look back and hallelujah, that's what that is. Hallelujah. And the call is to praise. And this psalm has a simple outline to it. And the first, and it's kind of on your paper. It says, where are we to praise God? Now, is it right for us to praise God in his sanctuary? I think this is a place that we would consider to be his sanctuary, his dwelling place, right? And so we come together to praise him. You know, during the week, we'll look at another psalm that says we should enter into his courts with praise, right? So we come into his house, and we praise him in his sanctuary, his dwelling place. I think that's something we do corporately. But I also think we could maybe say it also applies to these temples, right? Obviously, we need to praise him with our bodies, these temples that he has given us, indwelt by his Spirit. It's right for us to give him praise, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. And then where else do we praise him?
Heavens.
It says in his mighty heavens. I was thinking, you know, how can that apply to us? We're not in heaven. So I think it applies to us right here at Pilgrim Camp. You can praise him outside. You can praise him in his creation. You can praise him in the world that he has made. Have you ever been in a place where you just stand back and with awe you say, this is what God made?
Yeah.
And you just praise him. I know some of you love to look at the stars, right? You love to look up in the sky and just, you don't see the stars in New York City like you see them here at Pilgrim Camp. And you can look up and you see God's creation. I heard last night someone said, oh, I saw my first shooting star here at camp. And we love to praise him because we see the wonders all around us. So in the mighty heavens, you can look up and you can praise God. Hallelujah. He's worthy of praise. He made everything. Can you think of that? He made everything. He spoke everything into existence. All right, the next one, verse 2. How do we answer the question, why do we praise him? What does it say in verse 2? Yes, for his mighty deeds, his mighty acts of power. Now again, I think that goes beyond. We talked about creation, and certainly those are mighty deeds. But beloved, I think the mighty deed that we praise our God for is Calvary. He gave himself for us. Can you wrap your mind around that? This great God became our Savior. And the only way that he could accomplish that was to go to the cross. What a mighty work of grace was accomplished at Calvary. You know, my dad had a song that he loved to sing. Oh, how I love him. How I adore him. My breath, my sunshine, my all in all. And here it is. The great Creator became my Savior, and all God's fullness dwelleth in him. And I trust that we all have experienced him as our great Savior. Because you see, if you know him that way, then you can't help but praise him for his mighty deeds, for his acts of power. And those acts of power are multiplied to us as we walk with him. He heals us. He lifts us up. He sets us free. He encourages us. He performs miracles for us. You know, sometimes we don't see it that way. But how many times God has acted on our behalf, on your behalf? Turn situations around and protect. You don't even know. I think sometimes I sit back and I say, you know, I don't even know how many times God spared my life. You know? But he does that. Why? Because he loves us. But these are mighty acts of his power. And we ought to praise him for that. What else in verse 2? Why should you praise him? It says here, for his surpassing greatness. You know, I recently I've been looking in the book of Isaiah with our church back home, and I'm amazed. Isaiah is a book where God speaks a lot. Now, the Bible, God speaks, right? So just understand this. But through the prophet Isaiah, if you think a little bit, God speaks in the first person through Isaiah, and he says, "I am your God. I am your Savior. Beside me there is no God. Beside me there is no Savior." You know, compare me to the other gods. Who was there? Who can do what I do? And this is God speaking. And so we praise him for his surpassing greatness. There's no God like him. No one like him. Brother Pedro, one of his favorite phrases, no one like you. No one like you, God. No one like you. He's a God of surpassing greatness. There is no other God. There is no other Savior. And so we praise him for his surpassing greatness. All right, the next few verses talk about how we can praise him. How did you praise him tonight? Huh? Singing, right? Well, let's see. Do we find that here? Well, maybe we can find it here. Well, first of all, it talks about the instruments. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Where are the trumpets tonight? We need the trumpets. And thank God for the trumpets. I thank God for the trombone. Praise him with the harp and lyre. Now, I don't know, I don't know too many people that play the harp these days, but it's a beautiful instrument, isn't it? And these were instruments, I guess, that the psalmist was familiar with. The lyre, is that like a small harp or something? A handheld, huh? Praise him with the tambourine and dancing. Recently we've been blessed back home, and we have a lady who plays the tambourine on Sunday mornings, and she does it well. She came from a church that's a little bit more lively than our church, and so she restrains herself when she plays the tambourine. But she, on Easter, was it Easter? It was my wife, I don't remember. Easter, she said, I wanted to show you how my father used to play the tambourine.
It's Father's Day.
Oh, it's Father, you were there, Father's Day? Yeah, so she was remembering her father, and she really could play the tambourine. Praise God. You can watch it on YouTube. And praise him with dancing. I think the thought there is that it ought to be something joyful. You know, when we think about dancing, I know we have different take on that, but I think in the Bible, there is a dancing that expresses the joy that's within. You know, you dance for joy, right? You dance because you're happy, and what God has done, the blessings. And so I think there's that expression of joy, and our worship, our praise ought to be filled with expressions of what? Of joy. It's not drudgery. It's like, oh, praise the Lord, oh, praise the Lord. They're going to go in church tonight, they're going to praise the Lord. No. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He has clothed me with the garments of salvation. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul will be joyful in my God. And so our praise. How? It ought to be joyful. And we can give ourselves fully to that. You know, that's another aspect of, I think when people dance, it involves their whole expression of their whole body, you know, their whole emotions, and we can give that to God in the expression of worship. Praise him with the strings and flute. Now, I know we have maybe some flute players here, and those who can play the violin. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with the resounding cymbals. Again, it's something that is an expression of exuberance, you know. Emphasis, the cymbal, you hit that cymbal and clash, boom. And I used to love when we had our parades in Williamsburg, and we could get out the big cymbals and, you know, march down the street, and every so often I get to bang that cymbal. Boom, 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 you know? Right, Albie? Yeah. Praise God. But again, it's a call to praise God. You know, and you might say, well, we don't have cymbals, we don't dance in church, we don't do it. But I think we would be missing the point if we just said, well, it had to be, that's what that means. No, it means that we give ourselves fully to worship our God. And whatever means he puts, you have your cymbals right here, beloved. Do you ever use them? Yeah. Do you ever say, praise the Lord? Hallelujah. Yeah. And not that we have to clap on every song. Not that we have to, you know, oh, let's be happy, 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 happy. No. But when God moves you to clap, and we clap because we're worshiping our God. Hallelujah. You have done great things. We're glad. You know, we ought to be free. We ought to be free. You know, I like sports. I like the Mets. They don't give us a lot of stuff to clap about and be happy. My wife teases me all the time because I pick the losers, you know. I like the Knicks, you know. I like, we'll stop there. But anyway. But you know what? You know, I can get excited when the Mets win. Doesn't happen often, but I can get excited. I get excited when the next, you know, so we have these times where we can get excited. We ought to be excited about Jesus. We ought to be excited about this salvation that he's purchased for us. We've been excited that he's with us. I mean, you know, is everyone happy tonight? Ever excited? Yeah. Excited to be at Potent Camp?
Yes.
There's joy in serving Jesus. There's joy in worshiping Jesus. And if somehow we've missed that, then we've I think missed the essence. And so this psalm, it's a call to praise. It's a call to worship joyfully and to give ourselves to that worship and play an instrument or sing with all your might or, you know, just shout. It's okay to shout. There's a chorus or a song, the people of God have a right to shout and sing. Well, you have a right to shout and sing because you have the Holy One in the midst of us. We have that great God who walks among us. Why should we not shout and be joyful? And so this last verse is a fitting end to this book of Psalms. It says, let everything... So we're going to answer this question by who? Who should praise God?
Everything.
Are you breathing? Daniel, are you breathing? I think so. I think so. Let everything that hath breath, what?
Praise the Lord.
Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, and I think we see in God's creation, you know, there's this praise to our God, just in the order of creation and how things, but us, we, his, the crowning work, so to speak, of his creation. You see, we have to make that choice. We have to choose him. And we have to, I will praise him. I will praise him. Praise the Lamb for sinners slain. Give him glory, all ye people. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. I just want to close with this thought. You know, sometimes we may limit or think that praise is just something that maybe we do in church or we do in our times of devotion, or I trust we do it throughout the day. But I think also just the way we live, this life is an expression of praise. You know, there's a chorus we sing, let my life praise you. Let my life, the way I live, the things I say, the way I greet people, the way I talk to my wife, my children, my neighbors, let it be an offering of praise to you. You know, I think sometimes we maybe struggle in truly entering into a time of praise and worship with our whole hearts because we're not, maybe not living a life of praise. A life that brings glory to our God. And so let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. But let everything that I do praise you. May my life, Lord, be an expression of praise to my God. And so we as his people, it's not a choice. It's not, I don't think this last verse is a suggestion. I would maybe say it's a command. Mm-hmm. Let everyone that hath breath praise the Lord. And how much more we who have experienced his love, his salvation, his working among us, in our lives, in our churches. How can we not praise him? And so I'm thankful that we've had this theme before us. Can we be better praisers? And if you've read the devotional, that's kind of a new word, right? Praiser. Are you a praiser? It means, do you praise God? Am I a praiser? Well, am I breathing? What is this little quote say at the bottom, the Lord gives us breath. Let us breathe his praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so, Lord, you help us. Lord, you have grace for us. Again, we thank you. We thank you for all you have done. We thank you for your surpassing greatness. No one like you, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, that we can sing your praise. I pray that your praise would continually be in our mouths. I pray, Lord, that our lives would truly be an expression of praise to you. And so again, we just want to give ourselves fully to you, Jesus. You come by your Spirit, take possession of us. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Oh Jesus, maybe one or two others would just pray. Pray with us, pray out loud. Oh, Jesus.
Praise God, we can praise you. We don't have to be cynical like the world.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
So that you would set the fire in our hearts, on the altar of our hearts, Lord, that we would continually be to your praise and honor.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, that our lives would be examples of praise to you throughout the day.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
That your love would shine within us onto others and make them want to praise you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Lord, thank you for breaking those chains, Lord. And taking us out of the darkness, Lord, we praise you everywhere, Lord. Praise you at our workplace, praise you at the bus, Lord. Praise you everywhere, Lord. So those that hear our words, that hear the songs that we are playing, Lord, that you can use that to shine that our light onto them and just touch their hearts and warm those hearts and help break those walls down. Just simply come.
Thank you, Jesus.
Give us a fresh fire, Lord, that we may shout in the mountains, Lord. Hallelujah.
Share your
love, Lord, for all your people.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Lord,
I just pray that, like you say, that everything that breathes sing praises to the Lord, praise the Lord. So Lord, I pray that every breath shall praise the Lord. Anyhow, doesn't matter how they feel, you're worthy of praise, Jesus. And I pray that if they are if they are scared to praise the Lord, that I pray that they will be encouraged to praise you.
Yes, Lord.
And that the chains that is around their hearts, Lord, will break off in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy to be praised.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Lord, your love, may your love just be exalted in all of us, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Lord, help us to praise Him, not just when we feel like praising Him, but when we don't feel like praising Him.
Yes, yes, Lord, help us. Yes, Lord, Jesus, teach us, Lord, teach us. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God that Hans Wadvogel had a vision for this camp, and that we're on higher ground now.
Amen.
Because of putting this camp here. What a wonderful place to come to praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
And greatly to be praised. in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. Is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people, unto God with the voice of triumph. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people, shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city. Situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. Is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Oh, I worship you, Jesus. I worship you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh Lord, oh Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Praise the Lord, praise God. Well, let's sing together number 18 in the hymn book, 18. Hallelujah. Maybe I should make some announcements first. So the first announcement is that we're going to close this meeting after we sing, and then the staff will have a staff meeting in this room. So if you're not part of the staff, just if you could leave as soon as you can, quickly, okay? So don't talk and linger in this room. Just make your way to the exits, so that they can start their staff meeting. The second thing is tomorrow morning we meet down in the village, and we will we begin at 10:15. So you can gather at the sign at the road. Don't go all the way down. At 10:15 they'll let you through. Or at 10:10, and at 10:15 we'll try to start. Okay. Everyone, if you need a ride, you can see Sister Elsie or Sister Min about that, if you need transportation to get down there. We do take an offering tomorrow morning. It's the only offering we take throughout the week, and it's for our children's fund. So if you remember to bring an offering, we'll collect it tomorrow morning. Breakfast is still at 8:30 tomorrow. And anything else? Prayer meeting tomorrow. Tomorrow at 4 o'clock we'll have a time of prayer. I'll remind you of that, though, again tomorrow, okay? But tomorrow at 4, we gather for prayer. Thank you, Jesus. And so let's believe God's going to work tomorrow. He's working now, right? He works all the time. But let's have faith that God will meet us as we gather together with our campers, the cottagers, and the villagers, that it'll be a real special time in God's presence. Praise God. Let's stand together. To God be the glory, great things he had done. So
sin and open the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son and give him the glory. Great things he hath done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood to every believer, the promise of God, the vilest offender who truly believes that moment from Jesus a pardon receives. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son and give him the glory. Great things he hath done. Jesus the Son, but purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son and give him the glory. Great things he hath done. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother Jonathan Hofflander, would you pray with us, please?
Dear Lord, thank you for your love, for your grace and your mercy. Thank you that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Help us never to cease to praise you. Let everything we have for us praise the Lord. Bless us now as we go and keep us through this night and bring us back in the morning.
Amen. 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 The Lord bless you.